This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Sheriff's Office, CAL FIRE, and the CHP responded to a reported shooting in Manila this morning. Arriving units found an illegal makeshift shelter constructed in an area known for transient encampments had been burned to the ground by an unknown suspect. The victim told deputies that he thought he had been shot, but medical personnel only found a slight laceration on the back of his head. The fire temporarily closed down State Route 255. No suspect was located. The CHP is investigating a single-vehicle collision on Highway 299 that sent 28-year-old Hoopa resident Lance Britton to the hospital with minor injuries yesterday. Britton was driving westbound on 299 west of Boise Creek Campground when he lost control and the vehicle rolled down an embankment and landed on its roof. Willow Creek Fire was able to extricate Britton from the car. An impairment is not suspected of having played a role. This week, the County Drug Task Force conducted a two-day marijuana eradication effort at trespass marijuana grows near Orleans and Hoopa tribal lands. Deputies confiscated more than 8,000 growing marijuana plants found on Six Rivers Forest land and private timberlands. No suspects were located at any of the grows. No arrests were made. The District Attorney's Office announced that 23-year-old Yvonne Martinez Chavarin faces more than 9 years in state prison after he was convicted of several firearms offenses this week. Martinez Chavarin, who had a felony warrant out in his name and a previous felony conviction for domestic violence, which counts as a strike, was a passenger in a vehicle that was stopped by a Eureka police officer in April, and he was found to be a felon in possession of a firearm. He will be sentenced on September 12th. The Coast Guard has invited the public to an open house scheduled for tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Coast Guard Station, Humboldt Bay, in Eureka. The free public event will feature the Coast Guard's equipment, including a rescue helicopter and the boats, and there will be a search and rescue demonstration by Coast Guard personnel at noon. The open house is part of the Coast Guard's month-long Coast Guard City celebration. Members of the Humboldt State Physics and Astronomy Department will host an eclipse viewing from 9 a.m. until noon on Monday at the HSU Events Field at 17th and B Streets in Arcata. We won't see a total eclipse in our area, but it will be close at about 87% coverage. The event is free, and safe viewing equipment will be available, with solar filters, pinhole cameras, and safe eclipse glasses. The viewing event takes place, rain or shine. The Yurok Tribe will host the 55th annual Klamath Salmon Festival this weekend, although the fish will be Alaskan salmon and not those from local rivers. Tribal Chairman Thomas O'Rourke said that this year, instead of celebrating the return of the salmon to the river, they will use the event to raise awareness about the struggling fish runs and the state of the river's water quality. And the fall run of fish was found to be diseased due to poor water quality linked to the dams on the river. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.